There's a tiny man in a little green coat who came from Ireland. He crossed the sea in a little green boat with a shamrock in his hand. Oh, Sean, Sean the leprechaun lives in a big old tree. And all the children look for him, tooraloo-ralee. Go look for Sean the leprechaun and do just what you
told. And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside
Tooraloo Erdo.
Joseph Ireland.
I am Joseph Tooraloo-ralura.
Watch out, or Joseph's going to hit you with his shillelagh.
Oh, yes.
But it's a very small shillelagh.
Is that a snake
so
in
it
your
won't hurt.
Pocket?
It's a micro shillelagh.
It's a micro version.
All right. Is that a snake in Eric's pocket? Or?
I'm just happy to see you. Okay, so Trisha, I think, still on the line.
I drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Eric the Great, the lovely Kathleen is somewhere in the building.
Yeah. She's outside.
She's outside.
Eric's snake drove a lot of our guests out of the building as well.
I wouldn't go that far, but it is crawling around your neck.
What is that? I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know what that was.
You're turning into our Valentine's Day voice there, Dave.
Yeah, did I?
Yeah, what do you know
Ooh,
about
yeah,
Eric?
Baby.
Well, of
Call
course.
Me.
Well, of course, we are celebrating
Call
St.
Me
Patrick's
when
Day.
Trisha's not looking.
Who, Eric or me?
Trisha.
What?
I said call me when Trisha's not looking.
Okay.
Want me to call you when Trisha's
no,
not looking?
No, not you guys. I'm talking to the millions of fans out there.
Hey, Greg, really, you won the bet.
The women fans.
Yeah, the women fans.
Well, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and I apologize for my accent in the last segment.
It was strictly lovely.
It's something that we love to do here as tradition, and I'll bring it back from time to time, but for the most part, we've got a great show planned for our listeners here, including our first guest, Pauline Frommer. You know her. We had her on the show before, New Year's Eve. She told us how we celebrate New Year's Eve around the world.
I like the kissing part.
The kissing part, of course, the grapes in the mouth. How many grapes can you fit in your mouth?
Yes.
Yes? I think that was it.
15.
Eric went home and tried it out.
It depends if they're raisins. If you wait long enough. All right.
Well, I crushed my grapes and fermented them before I put them
in. Are those prunes that turn into raisins?
Pauline, after all this, why...
those are grapes.
Why did you... Prunes or plums? Why did you agree to come back?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember now. I think I drank too much green beer, perhaps.
Oh, green beer. But you were on our New Year's Eve special, I believe.
Yes, I was. Yes.
And you were fantastic.
And we are honored to have you back. And remind us to remind us about Frommer.
Yeah, well, Frommer's is the America's leading guidebook company. It's 60 years old this year. We're family-owned. We have a great website called Frommer's.com where you can, it's a one-stop shop for information on travel all over the world, written by real journalists. So it's not user-generated content, which is often, you know, disguised marketing. Our only client is the public.
Fantastic. And of course, everyone, you know, we all have our own Irish traditions. I know that I'm very excited. I'm going to be cooking corned beef and cabbage and probably some potatoes on Friday.
Are you a good cook?
I'm an excellent cook, Dave. Are you?
No, I'm not. I boil water and I burn it.
Well, I'm sorry. That's a shame. And and of course, there's a big St. Patrick's Day bar crawl. I'm probably going to skip out on that this year.
No, you should go. It's always fun.
I know the Irish women are just beautiful. So, is there any countries around the world that do not celebrate St. Patrick's Day? I mean, any information on that?
Well, I think St. Patrick's Day only tends to be celebrated in those countries that are English-speaking.
Okay.
It's not really a big deal in France or, you know, in other parts of the world as much. I don't know
Syria.
What they would do there.
Washington.
I mean, it happens in Buenos Aires, actually.
Oh.
Bizarrely enough, but they have a large expat Irish community. And in Tokyo, they like to dress up for anything. But I think the leprechauns have very, very short skirts in Tokyo, from the pictures I'm looking at. In Singapore, they dye the river green, but the place that's really, really popular, or I would say, famous for dyeing the river green is Chicago.
Yes.
How do they do that, by the way?
They have a secret formula. First they put in orange, and then yellow, and then green, and the whole thing looks like Mountain Dew.
Wow.
It's really ugly, but kind of fascinating. It glows a bit, which might have more to do with the Chicago River than the dye they're putting
Are
in.
Are you sure that's not Flint, Michigan?
Well,
and
let's hope they're not dying.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, people line up and they watch this happen as well, right? I mean, it's a big thing. I remember my mom talking about it when she was younger.
Yeah, and watching the river being dyed is probably as popular as the parade there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So there are smaller, you know, things happening elsewhere, like in Istanbul. There's one Irish pub that everybody goes to, the James Joyce Irish pub. You know, in Moscow, there's been a parade since 1992, bizarrely enough. But it has Cossack horsemen. I'm not sure what the Cossacks have to do with Ireland.
Wow, so even in Moscow...
Yeah, even in Moscow. So there are, you know, I think everybody wants an excuse for a party, especially at this time of year. It's kind of dark and gray. You know, it's cold still in many places. So, you know, it's nice to have a reason to party.
Well, one real quick question, the Moscow thing. Has the Grand Marshal ever been General Flynn? I'm just curious.
Possibly. I'm looking at the picture to see if I can see Flynn.
Or even maybe Rex Tillerson.
I have a picture of their parade up on my computer screen.
Well,
but actually, the streets are jammed there.
Really?
Who knew?
And I was asking our Periscope viewers earlier about, you know, because we have Periscope viewers around the world, and someone in Sweden was saying that they wear green. But they really don't do the whole, like, pinching thing or corned beef.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just... So probably a lot of these places around the world just know, okay, well, it's the day to wear green, kind of like Valentine's Day, day to wear red.
Right, right. But, you know, I mean, the whole holiday started less for religious... Sorry?
We've got
someone else.
It's Tricia on assignment.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. But hasn't the pinching thing kind of gone away? Like, even in the elementary schools, they're not pinching when you don't wear green.
Oh, I still pinch.
Because that's assault.
Yeah, that's...
Probably that's why.
I was going to say it's probably because of zero tolerance. But,
yeah,
you
probably.
Know, when I said something to one of my grandkids and I said, oh, you're not wearing green, you know... Aren't you going to get pinched? And they said, no.
No, you get a tweet instead.
Yeah, probably. Well, that's the world that we live in. I mean, so what do you know of Ireland and the celebrations in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, Pauline?
Well, they started only in the 19th century, and it really had more to do with Irish nationalism than anything religious. But you go there, and there will be, of course, incredible Irish music. There are parades. There's lots of Irish dancing. What surprised me more is how much is done in London. You know, for many decades, it was a pretty contentious relationship, many centuries, really, between Britain and Ireland. But they have... festivals of Irish poetry in the tube stations. So you go into the tube stations, which are like the subways, and people are reciting poetry out of nowhere in London. They have a beer trail. They screen Irish films. There's actually more activities for St. Patrick's Day in London, it looks like, than there is in Dublin.
Wow. Oh, that's and I know we've have several different St. Patrick's Day specials throughout the years here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and I recall them telling us that someone along the line telling us that really corned beef is kind of an American thing, and is it bacon, or does anyone recall if it's bacon or something there in Ireland that they usually eat? Anyone?
I don't know. Offhand, yeah. Actually, I've never been lucky enough to be in Ireland for St. Patrick's Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I can tell you that the food kind of all tastes alike, so maybe it's corned beef, maybe it's bacon, the way they cook there.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Bacon, corned beef, good.
I know. The corned beef is one slab of meat that I just, you got to have that fat on there. Right?
Yeah.
Bacon and corned beef. You like that fat.
A little bit tastier that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it gives you more flavor and stuff. And then, of course, it flavors the vegetables and all that. And if someone wants to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, can they still go to fromers.com?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have all kinds of information on hotels and restaurants you can go to and what happens on St. Patrick's Day. It's great to go to a celebration. It can really be a wonderful focal point for a vacation, and you're going to meet a lot of people. But you always meet a lot of people in Ireland. They're the friendliest people on earth.
Yes.
Just go into any pub, and they have such a talent for conversation, or crack, as they call it.
Yeah, crack.
Wow, that'd be illegal out here.
Well, I was looking up like the different phrases and stuff in preparation of my attempted Irish accent, and there's a lot of really interesting Irish phrases.
We should do a remote from Ireland.
We should.
You want to?
I think Pauline can help us out with that.
You can?
Well, I can recommend places to stay, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. Hey, that'd be awesome, right?
Yes,
it would be. Nice out there.
Yes,
actually.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment St. Patrick's Day special. Pauline, thank you so much again. And
thank you. And Aaron Gobra.
Aaron Gobra. I would say that. Ooh.
Aaron Gobra.
Wow, Dave.
Aaron Gobrakovich.
That's a cheer. That's a cheer in Ireland.
Yeah, Dave. Got to go and make it weird.
Didn't know. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah, I was going to say Brockovich.
No one even got my joke, though.
I think we got it.
Eric, did you get it?
What was it again?
I can't say it.
Yes. Well, Pauline, thank you so much, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bye.
She's always good.
Yeah, she's always a lot of fun, and she knows her stuff. She knows her stuff. So go to fromers.com and you check out all the different things around the world. I know that I'm going to probably try to see if I can find a parade somewhere online to watch.
Online?
Yeah, a webcam.
Oh, how good is that?
Well,
you're not in the action. You're online.
Well, Dave, I remember about like 5 years ago, you said, yeah, I'm going to get us tickets to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah, it didn't work, did it? We got to go to New York still.
Oh.
What was the joke I said for Eric?
Aaron Gobrales.
Oh, yeah. you got it. Okay. Wasn't that good?
Well, this is Breakthrough Entertainment St. Patrick's Day special right here on the 1480 KPHX.
Now there's his accent.
Yes. And, of course, one of my favorite movies is, I can't remember the name, but, of course, Amy Adams, I think, is in it.
Oh, is it?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. And
she is handsome. She is pretty.
She is pretty, but not handsome. But we have a special guest.
She's gone, Wallace.
We have a good special guest coming right up, and we'll tell you after this break, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
The movie I was thinking of was Leap Year. Leap Year.
Leap Year.
Set in Ireland.
I love the Leap Year.
Leap Year.
And we'll be right back. She's the belle of Dublin City. She's corn.